This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. The NBA has announced it is suspending its top scorer, Denver's Carmelo Anthony, for 15 games as punishment for a brawl he took part in over the weekend at Madison Square Garden. In all, 7 players were penalized for that melee. Joining me now to talk about it is NPR's Luke Burbank. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, 15 games, that sure sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, if you saw over the weekend the tape of what happened, you kind of understand why the commissioner, David Stern, was not happy about this. You had, you know, Madison Square Garden, which is kind of this, you know, sacred place with the NBA, and, you know, guys pushing and pulling and throwing punches. I mean, it was on, like, every channel all weekend long, the clips of it.
I know. Even I, not an avid sports fan, even I saw it.
Oh, so, if you saw it, then yeah. It means it's totally permeating the public consciousness. So, anyway, David Stern cannot be happy about that. And so this 15-game suspension is definitely trying to send a message.
Okay, and I think we have a clip from that brawl. Let's hear it.
Smith on. There's a flagrant 2 foul. He's going to get thrown out of the game. And now hopefully cooler heads will prevail. Well, Nate Robinson throwing a punch. Smith coming right back at him. And this has turned ugly.
Yeah, it definitely turned ugly, Madeline. It was, you know, it was started when the Denver Nuggets players were thought to be sort of showing up the Knicks players, and then that whole thing ensued.
Well, okay, did this just happen out of the blue, or was there some underlying tension between?
Well,
the two?
There was an almost soap operatic backstory to this. In fact, I don't know. Can we play a little mood music? Oh, that's beautiful.
Excellent.
George Karl, who's the coach of the Nuggets, does not like Isaiah Thomas, who's the coach of the Knicks, because Isaiah Thomas, George Karl thinks, kind of insulted his friend, Larry Brown, the former coach of the Knicks. So George Karl goes into the Garden, Madison Square Garden, and when his team is up at the end of the game, leaves his best players in. And this makes Isaiah Thomas furious, who then reportedly tells his players to, you know, foul the Denver Nuggets really hard. And so, you know, there's probably a long-lost brother, some kind of, you know, amnesia. But that hasn't been verified yet. But it's definitely got all the twists and turns of All My Children.
Or The Young and the Restless.
Oh, yeah. An obvious thing. Right?
I know my soap operas. Okay. So speaking of soap operas, there was no punishment for Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah. And that was a kind of a surprise to some people, because he, you know, previously in the season got really mad at a guy named Bruce Bowen, who plays for the San Antonio Spurs, and told his players then to break Bruce Bowen's foot. So he has a history of inciting things. Well, there apparently wasn't enough proof to suspend him. So he is not being suspended, but just about everybody else involved is.
Okay, and so meanwhile, there's this effort by the NBA to make the NBA more, what, respectable.
Yeah, and this is not a step in that direction for David Stern, the commissioner. He's kind of brought out all these little civility rules, like your shorts have to be a certain length, you can't, you know, chew gum during the national anthem. He's done all this stuff to try to fix up the NBA's image after, remember that big brawl that happened like 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
They called it the Malice at the Palace.
Right,
it was in Detroit. So he's been trying to sort of make amends for that for 2 years, and just when it looks like he's doing it, you have this happen. So he is not a happy camper today.
Okay, NPR's Luke Burbank, thank you.
Sure, Madeline.